Here's an interesting help wanted ad. Wanted, an enemy of Satan. Qualifications: give comfort and strength to the weak, who the devil sees as his easy prey. Calm the distraught by helping them see how healing of wisdom comes from God and his eternal love. Reveal the false teachers and conspirators what they are. Testify about your journey. Free training available. Start immediately. This job, when you think about it, actually reflects our duty as God's children, which is given to us through the words of Jesus in Acts chapter 26, verse 18. Jesus speaking here, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. Another great job description for this position is 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. This job can be for you, no matter whether you walk in his word or just turning to God yourself or what only he can bless you with. You can become the person who looks Satan in the eye and says to him, "No, you cannot have the person you've targeted. I, by the grace of God, will not let you have them." That person who the devil's made his target could be someone you just happen to come across as being troubled. Could be someone very close to you. Maybe there was a time in your life when it was you. Jesus in Mark 3:27 explains rather precisely how Satan operates. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will plunder his house. Now, this isn't to say there won't be some heavy lifting involved, yet when you understand how God equips you for this job, you will believe that it can be done successfully by you. Paul writes in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12, "First, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." Included in that armor is truth, righteousness, faith, readiness, among other qualities. The devil knows the Bible, by the way, and everything that God teaches in it. That's why when Satan set out to tempt Jesus, which we read about in Matthew chapter 4, the confrontation comes to its conclusion in verses 8 through 11. Again, the devil took him up on an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, meaning Jesus, "All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him. Oh, I almost forgot about something concerning this job, and when it's done well. Rewards, eternal rewards for both you and the person you've brought to God. As James chapter 1, verse 12 reveals to us, "Blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him."